Hello, I'm Mick Dante. If you don't know my name yet, you soon will, because I'm going to change the world. I've come to Oakdale after spending some time abroad. I heard this town is sympathetic to entrepreneurs and cutting-edge scientists. I'm here to develop my product, to do some testing. The product itself, well, in my travels, I found something revolutionary. The people of Oakdale will help me with my plan to change the world.
Hola, amigos, and welcome to Willie's View Podcast. Tonight, it's soap night plus tasty treats for you to enjoy for the weekend. This is the weekend edition. And tonight's broadcast is also brought to you by, sponsored by Adam Newman's. Adam Newman's fans. All right, let's get started. This is going to be so much fun. Here we go. Let's start off with When Lily Met Holden.
Yeah, come in.
Mr. Cummings.
Yeah, Marie, what is it?
I'm sorry to disturb you, but... You know, it's so beautiful up here. Some view you got.
Oh, yeah, thanks. The view is incredible. The rest of the place is a wreck, I'm afraid. Something I can do for you, Marie?
Yeah, I hope so. You can stop Miss Talbot from firing me. See, I'm a little late this morning. Actually, I'm just getting in, and I know she's gonna have my head.
Well, why don't you just start off by explaining to Marcia why you're late?
Well, what am I gonna tell her? I was out late last night. My alarm didn't go off. I know it's no excuse. It won't ever happen again, I promise. But if you could just tell her...
What? Oh, no. Sorry. Against the rules. You work for Marcia. You have to explain to Marcia, okay?
But she's so hard to talk to, you know? I've been trying really hard, and maybe I just got off on the wrong foot with her, but I know she doesn't like her.
Oh, Marie, no. Come on. Marcia is strict. I know. And she expects a lot of work out of the people who work for her. But she's very fair.
I'm sure. I don't mean to criticize. It's just, I mean, you know how there's some people you can get along with and talk to and some people you can't. And, well, like you, for instance, the first time I met you, I was really comfortable with you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that why you still call me Mr. Cummings?
Douglas.
Thank you.
I just keep forgetting. I mean, you know, you're the owner of this whole place. I've never had a boss who was so down to earth.
Oh,
and
down to earth.
So sweet.
Oh, sweet. Yes. All right. You win. I'll talk to her this once. But hey, if it happens again, I can't interfere again. Come in.
Douglas, you have... What are you doing here, Miss Kovac?
I know I'm late, Miss Talbot. I'm sorry.
It's almost 10:30. You were due here at 9.
Marcia, she overslept. It happens. She's put in a lot of overtime lately. What do you say we just kind of overlook it this once?
I swear it won't happen again.
All right. This once, but never again. You have visitors, Lisa McCall and Miss Hughes.
Oh, we are? Are they downstairs?
Yes, they're waiting in the lobby. Shall I send them up?
Betsy said that I would find you here.
You shouldn't have come here, Craig.
We have to talk.
Yeah, okay, fine, John, I know that, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but this is important. Do you mind? I need 1 minute to talk to you alone.
Maybe you can come.
No, maybe you can just take what?
John,
what?
John, may I just take off for a minute or two? I might as well go ahead and settle this now.
No, settle it here. I got a patient looking on.
Thank you.
Just remember, don't be too guilty. You didn't do anything.
I know.
It gets rough, you give me a call, okay?
No, I'll be all right.
Sick about you.
Thursday. I knew that you were upset when you left Foxwood Lodge. Then I have to find out from Lucinda Walsh that you went to Miami. Then you wouldn't take any of my calls when I called you there. And then how come you didn't let me know when you came back here to Oakdale?
Because I didn't want to see or talk to you.
How's it going? I'm Casey Hughes. I like loud music, video games, partying. My girlfriend Allison Stewart. Now you'd think, being the son of a lawyer and a chief of detectives, I would know something about law and order. And you'd be right. I spent half a year in prison. But that was a long time ago. Now I feel I've been trying to earn my parents' trust back ever since. I think I'm on the right track. We'll see what happens.
Okay, then.
Fine.
What are you doing?
Well, I figure since you won't let me out of the doghouse into the shelter, you only leave me one choice. That is to take these wet clothes off and get naked.
Don't you dare.
Yeah, most people, they like to go for the pants first. I like to go for the big bitch.
Do not take off those pants. Do not. No.
Well, we gotta go native. We're islanders, right?
Okay, do not take off those underwear, mister.
Oh, it's not like you haven't seen it before.
All right, let's do some more. How about when Brad saves Katie in Vienna?
Fantasy football league again?
I wish. I'm looking for decent colleges that don't require SATs.
For Liberty?
Yeah, well, you know, some take this other test, the ACT, which you can still take, and some don't require standardized tests at all.
Well, are any of these colleges she actually wants to apply to?
No, but some seem pretty good.
Did anybody tell her about this?
I need to email the link to her.
Did she respond?
Sort of. She unfriended me.
What?
She's really upset about seeing the SATs. This pregnancy is wrecking everything for her.
Well, she could have thought about that possibility when she didn't make that guy work on it.
She's a kid, Katie. I mean, she made a mistake. Should she have to pay for it for the rest of her life?
Listen, I think it's really great that you care and you're such a devoted father, but I think you need to concentrate on your other child for a minute.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna go get the car. You get the overnight bag, the video camera, and don't forget your shoe.
I'm not having the baby.
Is that time?
No, not right now.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
really had me going there.
I thought you were going to be Mr. Cool when time came.
Look, I will be.
Uh-huh, I see that.
Hey, look, you know, it was just, I admit, okay, it was a panic, just a moment of panic, but, you know, I was about to take total command of the situation.
Right.
Look, you're going to see when the time comes.
Well, good, right? I hope so. In the meantime, we need to get to the hospital for my doctor's appointment and checkup. I'm so excited. Maybe we'll see a sonogram of this girl or boy this time. I can't wait to find out.
Well, I don't think I want to know.
This is it. I can feel it. We're going to find out today if it's Brad Jr. or baby Katie.
Are you sure you want to know?
I can't believe you don't.
I just think it'll be more exciting to find out when the baby actually gets here.
That will be exciting enough as it is. This way we can prepare. We know what color onesies to buy.
Onesies?
Yeah, you know, the little outfits that infants wear.
They were called teddies.
You have so much to learn.
Yeah, that I do. That I do.
So, can we find out or not?
Okay, let's see what we got here. Wow, can you hear that? Is how fast the heart's beating?
So everything looks okay?
Looks great. Oh, and the secret's out.
Do you know what it is?
Are you sure you want to know?
Yes, I really want to know.
Okay, all right, tell us. It's a boy. It's a boy. Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, of course you're sure. I mean, that's my boy. That's my boy we're talking about. This. Wow, our boy.
That's a boy.
Okay, what's a good football player's name?
Oh, I hate to break it to you, but what if he's into math or science?
You think?
Stranger things have happened. Would you be so disappointed if he wasn't a full-on jock?
Are you kidding? I think he could be both. I mean, I don't care what he does as long as he's happy.
Really?
I just love him so much. Already. And if he turns out to be a she, he'll feel exactly the same way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You'll see.
Let's concentrate on one kid.
Are you kidding? No. We're not going to stop until we have a beautiful little Katie. I think we might even have, five boys or two.
Five?
Yeah, like a basketball team or a band. The Snyder Five. Which could also include a couple girls.
Let's just go celebrate this little guy for now.
Absolutely. After scoring the Super Bowl winning touchdown, Bull Snyder presents the football to his parents so they can put it on the mantle next to his Nobel Prize for men. Wow, this is gonna be a crazy week. First Holt comes back from the dead, and now there's gonna be another Snyder dude. I can't wait to tell Jack.
Why don't you go tell him now?
Oh, I'm celebrating with my wife.
I know, but I know how important it is for you to share that with him.
Well, maybe later we'll go together.
I think you should go alone.
I am not gonna leave you alone.
I'm not alone. I'm here with two beautiful Sundays.
Is that all it takes for a placement?
Pretty much. Go tell Jack.
You have made me the happiest man in the world. Oh, Katie's got some good news.
What news? We're having a boy. Sort of proof that he wasn't really cheating on you.
What?
If he was gonna have an affair, why would he have it with her?
No, it's still cheating.
Of course it is, but he felt like he had no other choice.
Why are you taking a side?
I'm not. I'm just trying to figure out why he would do it.
Because he's...
It was John did some tests and you just weren't strong enough.
John, how long can Chris hang on without the new heart?
Well, I won't sugarcoat this. We need a heart within the next 24 hours, tops. Excuse me, I'm gonna make a call. Can I talk you into going home?
Later. Later. After we have something to celebrate. Anything can happen in 24 hours. This world is full of miracles. I wish I could have seen Reed jumping into his car and peeling out of that garage.
Oh, I'm glad I wasn't in my car. He probably would have run over me.
Again?
Yes. Reed Oliver, man on a mission.
Wonder who he's pushing out of the way to play hero.
Listen, you deserve that heart just as any patient does. Maybe even more.
That doesn't mean I'm entitled to jump ahead of everyone else to get it.
Come on, that heart was intended for you. He's simply reclaiming what was yours to begin with.
He's right. Don't try to outmobile the guy.
That's just it.
As soon as you have that new heart in your chest, you can give Reed hell. Until then, save your strength, please. Then there was Katie. I was so touched when she came in, laid the law down to Chris. I knew then she was going to be strong enough to really stick with him. Definitely what she's having to do right now. She really loves him. And he does love her. And you know, the blessing of this is they're really going to see how strong their love is. Now that Reed's bringing that heart back from Bay City. It seems like things are finally starting to turn around. I'll say.
Why? Your license.
Your license?
Why do you want me to?
You're an organ donor.
Chris. Tess.
No. No. No, you're not gonna have to donate organs anytime soon, all right?
No.
No! Reed, you need to focus on getting better. Forget about Chris, because you will get better. You will. You will. I'm gonna get Bob.
Need a lawyer. Not a doctor. Things to do. You can't fail him.
We need to be very, very clear here about exactly what it is you're asking me to do.
He doesn't know what he's asking you to do.
Please, please, Reed.
So you want Chris used to have your heart, is that right?
Day-to-day stuff. Life. much that we have to learn about each other still. Like, I don't even know if you can fix a sink or build Jacob a new swing set.
Sink? Yeah. Swing set.
And what happens if we give Jacob a baby brother or sister? Or both? We have to think about names and what schools they'll go to. And there's one thing that is definitely non-negotiable, and that is that you have to coach Jacob's soccer team because you're so good with kids. And I will be sitting there on the sidelines screaming like all the other soccer moms because I'm definitely better at screaming than singing. I just want us to have a normal life. We'll laugh and make love and argue and be disgustingly proud of our kids like any normal family. We won't have this uncertainty hanging over our heads. We'll just live. Because we won't be scared to. Chris, you just have to hang on a little bit longer, okay? Can you hear me? Just hang on a little bit longer. Crazy, all this waiting around, and then suddenly, I told him the read would come through.
Yeah, well, he did.
Did you hear that? It's gonna happen. You're gonna get your heart right now. Jeff, he did everything he said he was gonna do, and now all those things I promised you, we're gonna do them all.
Well, thanks.
Habits in the world, but I will let that slide. Reed is incredible. I can't believe he just rushed off to Bay City all by himself and faced off against how many doctors and administrators at that hospital and came back with the heart that's gonna save Chris's life. It's literally like a fairy tale. And we all get to live happily ever after. So where is he anyway, gorging on junk food before the surge? Don't hold out on me. Where is the guy? I want to give him a bear hug and tell him he's Superman. Luke? Where is Reed?
They're gonna be bringing Chris out soon. So it's gonna be a long surgery to get you something.
I should be asking you that.
You know, Reed loved you too. And Jacob. I think in a lot of ways, you guys were the family that he never had.
Oh, that's a nice thought.
Well, it's true. I mean, you didn't just give him a place to stay. You gave him home. First one he's ever had.
Oh God, I can't believe it.
No, but he's not. He's not really gone. As long as a part of him lives on inside of Chris. That's why Chris has got to make it, Katie. Please, please, you've got to tell me that he's gonna make it, because otherwise, it is Reed's heart. It's Reed's heart. It hurts so bad.
So you heard?
Luke, just hold me. Where is Luke? He went in to see Reed one last time because they're about to... I can't believe this is happening.
I
none of us
can. You're a good man, Reed. I might as well admit that now. Please, please, come in. You never got tired of being the center of attention.
Oh, Reed.
Would anyone like to say a prayer?
I don't think Reed would really go for that.
Greater love has no man than this. That he lay down his life for his friends.
You'd like that.
Oh, wait, can second. Hi. I just wanted to see you one last time.
Last time? I hope it's not the last time.
Don't even joke like that. The surgery's gonna go fine.
How's Rose?
Oh, well, I just checked in with Carly while I was upstairs, so. Rose isn't doing well, is he?
No. Well, we have to go back to the hospital. We have to do something. We can't just stay here. We have.
Aaron will probably be there.
Anything I can do to help?
I was just looking for my mom because I have really great news. Aaron and I just got married.
You're kidding. Why?
Why do you think, Chris? Aaron and I are having a baby.
Allison, this is crazy, okay? You don't just rush into marriage. I mean, you're not even sure that Aaron's a father.
That's what I keep trying to tell you, Chris. I am sure. And you're not the father, and you're not my husband, so why don't you just stop with all of these tests and sonograms? Because I'm married now, and you don't have any say on what goes on with my baby.
You know what? I'll be sure to congratulate Aaron first thing in the morning. Don't be late.
No, that's what I just said. I'm not doing the sonogram.
You want me to back off? You want to get rid of me? This is how you do it.
Just blame. This isn't your baby.
I guess we'll find out in the morning.
Thank you. Somebody's got to pay for what happened to Rose.
Rose.
I'm sorry.
Smile.
lights your place, and my heart begins to sing. Arms that held secure, eyes that said be sure, and my heart begins to sing. If one day
you Dwayne? What are you doing here?
I don't know. I jumped in my car and I started driving, and the next thing you know, I was on the I-95 headed to Richmond. I don't know anybody else in the neighborhood, so here I am.
I do not believe this.
Whitley, I know it's late, but what I have to say cannot wait until tomorrow morning.
Do not do this to me.
I have to.
Please.
Listen to me. Tomorrow you're going to be Mrs. Byron Douglas. I just want to spend a few moments alone with Whitley Gilbert. Together, I made a lot of mistakes, but I never meant to hurt you.
It seems, despite all our good intentions, Dwayne, we keep hurting each other over and over. I didn't realize that I was putting so much pressure on you.
Well, as much as I hate to admit it, that's exactly what I needed to get my act together.
Agreed.
Want a bite?
This is your solution?
What are you talking about?
You're leaving.
Uh-huh.
Just when things get tough, you're gonna pack up and leave.
Oh, that's the general idea, yeah.
Oh, real mature, Pacey.
Well, what do you want me to do? Sit around all summer and watch from afar as you and Dawson attempt to resuscitate your ailing relationship? No thanks.
Well, I expected you to at least say goodbye.
Oh, yeah, the goodbye scene. I played that one over 1,000 times in my head. I come to you, heart in hand, and announce my plans. You look at me pained, but then, of course, the Potter sarcasm kicks in, and I leave never getting what I came for.
What is that, Pacey?
You never asked me to stay. Ever.
That's not my decision.
Yes, it is. It always has been. You may be too afraid to make it, but let's be honest with each other here. The decision to be together or not be together has always been yours.
All I asked for was time.
And that's exactly what you got. You're going to get 3 more months of it.
You know, I may be undecided, Pacey, but at least I'm not running away. You can dress it up any way you want. It still comes down to the same thing. You're giving up.
Personal number was fine for a while, but it got to the point where I was giving away my number to everybody, and so having Grasshopper and getting a business line to give to these customers and clients has been immensely helpful. It's like having my office phone anywhere I'm at. Even if I don't recognize the number, I know it's a business call.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm Roy.
Yeah, I figured.
Nice to meet you.
Wow, aren't we hooked on phonics?
Oh, I read a lot. Do you read?
Not much.
I could loan you that if you want. It's great.
Oh, thanks.
Well, if you change your mind.
So do these open?
Oh, yeah. You just have to unlatch them and then push.
Great. Shall we?
Shall we what?
Bail.
No.
Why?
Because it's Tuesday night in Stars Hollow. There's nowhere to bail to. 24-hour mini-mart just closed 20 minutes ago.
So we'll walk around or sit on a bench and stare at our shoes.
Look, Suki just made a ton of really great food, and I'm starving, and though it may not seem like it right at this moment, it's gonna be fun. Trust me.
I don't even know you.
Well, don't I look trustworthy?
Maybe.
Okay, good. Let's eat.
Hey.
Hey, yourself.
What are you doing out here?
I needed something for school. What about you?
Oh, yeah. Same thing.
Uh-huh. So, that was quite a disappearing act you pulled the other night.
Potlucks and Tupperware parties aren't really my thing.
Too cool for school, huh?
Yes, that is me.
What are you doing?
Oh, this? Nothing. Just another little disappearing act.
Little tip?
Yeah?
If you ever want to speak to me again, don't pull that out of my ear.
So I assume the nose is off limits, too.
Any place you wouldn't naturally find a coin. Let's leave it that way.
So what are you doing now?
I have some homework to finish.
Okay. Then I'll leave you this last little trick.
You bought a copy? I told you I'd lend you mine.
It is yours.
You stole my book.
Nope, borrowed it.
Okay, that's not called a trick. That's called a felony.
What?
you're in my film theory class, right?
Yeah, my name is S-K-Y-E.
Like the sky? I'm so sorry. Who is that?
Service today.
Oh, cool. We got a pipsqueak with a broken arm. Nice and easy.
What's up?
I've just never done ortho before.
I'll show you.
He and his little friend were trying to climb the fence, which he knows he's not supposed to do.
I'm sorry.
I climbed my share of fences when I was a kid, too. Can I see this? Now, can you feel this? Yeah? We'll do fingers for me, JJ. What do you think, newbie?
My guess is a humerus fracture.
Good guess. You're a natural. We're gonna get you an x-ray, okay, bud? Take him up to radiology and grab me when his results are up.
Am I gonna get to wear a cast? I had to wear a cast last year, and everyone drew funny pictures on it.
I'll let you pick the color.
Yes.
Gonna come out for a drink tonight?
I don't think so.
Hot date?
What? No.
What's your deal?
I have no deal.
You got a boyfriend or something?
I don't. I'm not. Does it seem like I do?
You seem nervous.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No. Fellowship, you're kind of a relationship killer, you know?
Oh, yeah, totally.
But I'm open.
Aaron, love, if you're going for another run, you need some food.
Punishing yourself, or you're still cutting as well. You can't just keep ignoring me.
Drop that.
If you don't first.
Do you know you stick your tongue out when you're adding up?
Well, at least you can add up, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and if you're wondering why he's looking a little bit more cheerful than usual, well, it's because someone donated $2,000 to his fundraiser.
Yeah, I know.
Imagine if you won the lottery.
Alright, everybody, I had so much fun hosting Soap Night, and I'm gonna leave you with two songs, and when I come back, tasty treats to enjoy for the weekend. Here we go. One of my favorites from Grey's Anatomy, Running on Sunshine.
You just made my day. Since you came around, no, I just can't slow down. No, I wanna see you walking my way.
Girl, you got me thinking about diamonds. Getting down on one knee, maybe two. Ooh, Lord. People may stop and stare, but I don't even care, no. Just as long as I am with you.
You got me running on sunshine. Ain't no clouds getting in my way. I must be running on sunshine.
Chasing tail like some old dog. Oh, I got this rocket in my front left pocket, ready to explode like a bomb. Something tells me your name is Lucy. As everything keeps shaking around, we can cover room, make these walls go boom.
Step one.
You say, we need to talk. He walks. You say, sit down. It's just the talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through.
Some sort of window to your right. As he goes left and you stay right. Between the lines of fear and blame, you begin to wonder.
She had no idea who I was at first. She's like, hello, who is this? I'm like, mom, it's me. I'm calling you from my business line. She thought it sounded so professional. If you got a small business, you need Grasshopper, hands down.
Go on, Carter.
Dear ER gang, so here I am, out on the beach at 5:30 in the evening. Elizabeth is sitting with me drinking juice, but I'm all about the Mai Tais.
What's your eating? Dr. Green sent a letter.
The sun is going down. Rachel is dipping Ella's toes in the ocean as they head off on a quest for the perfect seashell.
Well, I wish you were here, would have done it.
Weirdly enough, I find myself thinking, you know what would make this moment complete? Some jogger dropping to the sand short of breath so I can swoop in with a piece of bamboo to perform a nice, clean intubation.
What's this? It's Mark.
Fix the guy up and send him off with a good, simple dispo.
The day I start fantasizing about critical procedures is the day I leave, too.
Which I guess is my way of saying that I miss you all.
No, he's got to go. Leave.
Ryan, you and I are getting married. Don't speak to him like that.
You realize you'll never get sober if you stay with him, ever.
Amelia's addiction is not Ryan's fault. As a matter of fact, Ryan, if you want to get sober, we'll help you too.
No, we won't.
Yes, we will, if that's what it takes.
No, our commitment, our concern is for Amelia.
I know, and she will do better if the person she loves is also in the program, is getting sober as well. There are studies on this. Sheldon, back me up.
Okay, I just think we need to discuss this before
we sit. I think what Violet and Lenny said is right. I believe we can help anyone who wants to get sober.
He didn't say he wants to get sober.
You gave him your father's watch.
All right, everybody. So here we go. First is a cookie platter. You can use any type of cookie. When using Oreos, take the cream out. Use 3 to 5 cookies, or if needed, 5 to 7 cookies. Crush the cookies to your liking. Put 1 spoon of milk in microwave for 10 to 30 seconds. And success. Alright. Rice Krispie. You cook your Rice Krispie. You get 2 to 4 marshmallows. You put the Rice Krispies in the tray, cup, or bowl. You add your marshmallows and M&Ms. You microwave for about 30 to 50 seconds and cut if you want. And success. All right, everybody. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. I'll see you on the flip side.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.